counting this now, just because I don't have to then make it, you know, for appearance.
You brought your sheets.
Yeah, they're in here.
And I'll just, you can just.
Is it coming in a cab or a car or what?
You can do the full commute.
Well, as my, Lee, I have had a really exhausting day.
Yeah, well,
you know, this is just like, you know.
We will put this to bed very quickly, yeah. So don't worry, don't worry.
I mean, I was just going to go through the points, you know, one
that's
by one,
it.
Each of the journal entries, yeah? That's it.
One second, sorry.
I'm not, you know, I'm just going to read them, and yeah. He's going to erupt and do whatever
he wants. Yeah,
you know, whatever. And I'll just go down there.
I dragged it, copied it onto the floppy, so I just put the floppy into the acorn.
Okay.
And then I'll just drag it off the floppy.
Yeah. It's just not as
yeah. And then run the acorn.
You just double click on it. That's all you need to do. I get it.
It's only going to be a quick fast track process, isn't it? There's the real court proceeding doesn't start till June.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so in short, what I'm gonna suggest is, because I know
why can't you go to the other door?
You're meeting our friend from the intelligent one tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on my
efforts for 2 days. Yeah.
Right. Look, okay, let me call you quick. Do you want me, someone's door knocked. Okay, do you want me to see you tomorrow at Maliban Court?
I don't know.
Well, it's only going to be a very court, it's only going to be a very, very quick, short court hearing. On that, I'll tip it with you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Right, now can I ask you, with regards to the Swedish Embassy, these rape charges,
yeah.
Are they holding? Is there any evidence at all, as far as you're aware?
What they have in Sweden, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you know what, I'm going to be frank with you, I don't think Julian's legal team's any good.
What?
I don't think Julian's legal team is any good.
Yeah.
I think they're accredited to the bar, and they're working for the bar, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know tomorrow you're going to meet David King's Cross at 1.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm going to do is, if your husband's going to be here tomorrow, your boyfriend. What I'll do, I'll see you tomorrow in the AM at 9.
Well,
I'll see you then. And then we'll see what sort of front and support he's got. Alright, brilliant. That'll say it all. You will. Bless you now. Bye-bye. As I was coming to you, Lee, there's a little park just by Paddy Power Iceland's. Oh. And two guys have had a face up, one's had a bottle in his hand.
Oh my gosh.
And, he opened him up and he went for his jugular. Anyway, he's hemorrhaging blood quick, and I've put the code in. That's why the helicopter, the ambulance on the unit, the swamps came quick.
Jeez.
Well, he rearranged him. I couldn't get the gist of it, mate. He appeared to be having a drink. They were savaging each other over a drink.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a park. It's not a park. It's not a place where you can walk very small area. Oh, it's unbelievable. I've got cracked ribs. Oh, yeah. Love it. It's nothing they can do for it, isn't it?
Julian still in prison then?
Yeah, he is, yeah. He's, yeah, there's a lot going on there, politically as well.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
Well, it's the tectonic plates on the ocean bed floor, and politically it's really moving.
Really, gone.
But he has been a conduit for change, great change.
Okay.
Well, statute of limitations run out with regards to these alleged...
Oh, this rape crap, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, what's happened is that because statute of limitations come close to time, what they've done is they've reinvestigated it and reopened it.
Right.
I just had someone call me as I was with Lee, and they were talking to me, and I'm going to meet him for off King's Cross and meet some other people.
Is that just trying to keep it open? Is that basically
well,
what they're doing? I think keep it open.
Keep it open.
Yeah.
No, it's basic. If you notice, when they took Assange at the embassy, his feet didn't touch the floor.
Yeah.
There was a reason for that.
Oh, really? Okay.
His feet didn't look pretty sore.
Really? Wow. Because all the pictures they showed just showed his face, basically. Ah. Right.
Some of the boys I'm involved with, they carried him out.
My God. Right.
But
his feet would hit British soil at some point.
No. Correct. Yeah. But while he was in the embassy,
right.
I he declared asylum.
Right.
While he was in the embassy, he was exempt from being on soil. That's why they carried him out, so he didn't hit the soil.
Right.
Hit the pavement.
So they threw him in that.
Belmarsh.
Okay.
It's in Belmarsh, isn't it? I don't think his legal team went up to the game.
Is it a British legal team, or is
I'd say yes. I'll know more tomorrow.
Okay.
Because there's so much going on, it's unbelievable. Sometimes what Piccadilly Circus, so much traffic going through.
What, and that's not just a Julian?
Oh, yeah, so much.
You don't hear, this is very curious, you don't hear, you know, mainstream media, you don't hear
no,
about this stuff. That's why I find it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
If you want to source the truth, don't go to BBC.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah.
You'll get a raindrop of truth if that.
Once upon a time.
when the hearing is, or?
Sorry?
Is that when the hearing?
No, it's a preliminary hearing.
Oh.
But the big one's in June.
Oh, in June, okay.
This is definitely. What's that MP's name, Lee?
Hillier.
Is the TARDIS?
Yeah.
Where's the Daleks?
Very small Daleks.
Who's going to say grace before this meal? No. Are you sure? We ought to give thanks.
Sorry, Steve, you give it a break because you may have missed your arms.
Here we are.
That's it, cool.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Okay.
You want to sit down, Lee? Take a seat. You want to sit at the end of the bed, please?
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to turn my these phones off because.
Do you not want to sit on the
other one? No, you relax.
Right, we start from here from the very start again then, yeah?
Yep.
Right, okay. My fingers are here. I don't know what these are. I'll look at these later.
Yeah, they're from your.
If these are from mine, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That just doesn't mean anything to me, but. See, what's that £200 an hour fees for 28 hours? What's that all about? Guaranteed cash. You haven't done any of that, Lee, so we're not here to discuss that for the minute. We're here to discuss, first of all, this company,
yeah?
And how much is left from this do you owe? And then after that, we'll go through the list that you gave me last time, right? And we'll cross off as we go through all the points that you've made, and we'll get to the bottom of everything, yeah? So we'll start off, yeah? Right. Are you going to, I've asked you to come round so that you can either agree or disagree with these figures.
I've been through it six times already.
Yeah, but you've agreed with it.
This is the last time we're going through it.
You agreed with it, right, when you went through it with me, and then you agreed with me when you went through it with Lawrence. So I don't see where you're disagreeing. So we need today, the idea of this today, is no one to get heated, no one to flap or anything, right? We just need to go through the figures and agree or disagree the figures. Yeah, that's what I've done this for. So we're all on our own in here, yeah? Danny's going to come back up in a minute, only because he's got nothing else to do, right? And we're just going to do that. Is that all okay with everybody?
Absolutely,
right,
yeah.
Right, now. I don't know what that's all about. We'll do that later. Right, so when we started off, there was nothing in the bank. Now you can't see what we're doing from there, mate.
Yeah, there won't be nothing in the account until money's transferred.
Right, okay, but right. So Lee, how can you see there what we're doing? You can't see where we are.
I've seen it six times.
Yeah, so do you agree with all that he said?
Yeah, I've written it all down, yeah.
Well, hang on. What we're going to do, because listen, in a hearing, you have the defence and the prosecution. So let's just tick over the tulips, let's go through this.
We have to
forensically
make sure that you agree with all these figures, right, before we can carry on to your list, yeah? Because what you're saying on that list of things you gave me last time, all say that you don't agree with this, but you've agreed with it twice already with me. So I can't see where. We've got to cross this off before we go any further.
Well, this is evidence.
Yes.
This is actually evidence.
For you to say that you haven't had a copy of this, you gave this to me. You gave me all these bank statements that I've made this from. this is fact from the bank. It doesn't lie.
Right, so
yeah? So can we start with this, please?
So we're in agreement that initially that the bank account had no money in it.
Right,
see, a bank
right.
Account any money, it's not a bank account. The killer
right.
Code sort of
thing. Lee, come sit here, please, so you can...
No, it's Lawrence's company, so he's watching
right.
What you're
doing. Okay, right, well, let's in front of you two, right?
Yes.
When I go through this with you then, Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you agree this...
Right. Well, I mean, I can't see how we wouldn't disagree with bank statements.
Right, okay. We've already, have me and you gone through this twice already?
Right.
Have we? We have. Yeah, we did it once at Lee's.
Right.
Yeah? And then we did it again in the afternoon when I met you at the McDonald's
right.
Car
so
park.
You were going through your
and we went right the way through the whole lot again.
Right. So basically you're written through your certificate. With
yeah, this is the same paperwork. Exactly the same paperwork. Yeah?
Yeah?
So we do it again, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, so the thing is, he can't disagree with what's in the bank statement.
Right.
Because
okay.
It's the bank statement.
Right. So,
yeah.
So when we got to got to the end of our when we sorted all this out the last time,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was £40,400 still owing.
Okay. This is the last meeting.
The last meeting. The last time,
mm-hmm.
There was me, you, Lee,
okay.
And Danny. We was in Lee's office, and
yeah.
We went right the way through this,
yeah.
And we got to the end,
yeah.
Right? And there was £40,400 still owing to me from this company.
Right.
Yeah? Is that correct?
Right. Sorry. Forgive me. I'm going to forgive you. You're going to have to forgive me, but don't forgive me. I am going to somewhat jump in. A company that was obviously set up to trade with and trade in.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Who set up the company?
Lee.
Right, okay. And Lee, okay, the company was set up. What was the purpose of setting up the company? What was the whole purpose for it? Was it to give the money to charity? You know, I'm just asking.
It's just a general trading company.
Right.
That you incorporate.
So it's listed at companies, health registers, all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest with you, right, and I'm not thinking, they're not the sort of questions we, all we're trying to do is, if there was a company opens, right, there's money running it, money come out of it, yeah, and wages been paid out of it and whatever. And it's just an agreement of how much has come out against how much went in and what's left. That's all it is.
Right.
So for your own sake, you really don't want to ask any more questions like that. If that's okay with me, with you.
Forgive me, but why not?
Well, because it isn't the sort of questions that you really need to be party to the answers of.
Okay, the question would be these amounts from Steve that we just prepared.
Yeah.
Whether these amounts agree with this.
What amounts are they?
Let's have a look on that one sheet. Okay. So from the date from 417 to 29 to the 12th.
Yeah.
So that is showing us what's gone in. Now the question is whether that's correct.
Right, so let's go on. So if we come out, we go to so what came out is correct. 444,
yeah?
126. That's what came out, yeah?
Right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So that's correct.
And what went in was 456 by 760. So I don't know where he's got that.
456 860.
Yeah.
Okay, it's ten pounds out.
Right. So we can go that, yeah?
Yeah.
So
close enough. Right.
What's that expenses material? Right, yeah. So he had 27,120 and 180, which is what he had, yes?
Mm-hmm.
27,120, right?
So that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the 180, yeah?
Yep.
Which is there, 1180, yeah?
Okay.
So that first one there, that's completely correct, yeah?
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
right.
Good. So the next line.
So now we get down to
1217 to
right. So
the
now we get to
2018.
Yeah. Hold on. 1217. So paid in was 205.
985.
985,
yes,
984, yeah. And out was, hold on, we started here, hold on. See, this is what, when we paid that in,
mm-hmm.
we took that out,
mm-hmm.
right, more went in than what came out.
Right.
So there was
a difference.
A difference, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So where is the difference added to here, yeah, to what we before we started?
Right.
Can you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
So we go back to here, right?
Yeah.
Right. If that got paid in,
mm-hmm.
and that got paid out,
yeah.
it left 12,636, yeah, which isn't there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So if we write that difference on the sheet, and then that, say that's a subtotal for, that's a,
right.
or where is the difference? So it's that less that, and you've got that is.
What
expenses and material, right? And then.
Oh, you mean a balance?
Yeah.
Over
yeah,
here.
Balance. That's right. Exactly.
Ah, that's where it's all got messed up. That's where it's fudged. The figures are fudged. You don't do it. The balance is down here.
Right.
The balance is there. Show me the balance from there. Then.
These are the balances.
Because when you
add them up, that they're the true and accurate balances.
This is the true and accurate. The bank statements cannot lie. Yeah.
No, that's
right.
Where it's fudged down here.
Right. Okay. So obviously, so that's in the bank statements from HSBC that you
got rid of. So let's go back a sec. Let's go back a sec, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if we pay that amount in, yeah, which we've agreed, it's on the bank savings, and that amount of money has come out, then there's £12,634 left in the account.
Oh, correct.
Right, now, just show me on there where that shows.
Well,
show me.
He's taking the dates here.
Yeah.
So all these amounts are put together, and then you come up with a subtotal there.
Right. So
the subtotal accounts.
So if we get to the very ending,
mm-hmm.
if we go to the very end,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, now then, so it might save us a lot of time. What's that 10,000 US stress frets?
Is it okay to get...
What is all that about?
Got your own.
What is all that about? 10,000 US stress frets. Tell me, please explain what that's about.
Well, shame.
Well, Lee,
in essence, feels that he's been intimidated and bullied.
Never in a million years. Let me explain something to you, right? If I wanted to intimidate and bully him,
mm-hmm.
then I would, right? I haven't
yet. I quite believe that.
I haven't yet,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
All I try to do is be able to converse with somebody
mm-hmm.
who refuses to speak to me, won't answer the phone, and won't answer his door.
Why won't you answer the phone? Why won't you answer the door? Why do you point blank refuse to speak to Steve? For what purpose do it?
My business is finished.
If you cannot, when you get to the end of a business, please bear with me, when you get to the end of a business and you still owe somebody some money, and then you refuse,
leave.
You
well,
own
let's not get heated up, let's not turn the gas, let's just go through this, and at the end of it, let's come to the correct and right decision, and as Steve said, as you said Lee, we've both been on the board now, Steve said first at the Dolphin in the back garden, look, if I owe money, I'll pay. You said the same, if you owe money, you'll pay. So all we have to do now is to walk through the evidence.
How can I possibly owe him £10,000, right, for duress and whatever? Please tell me. I've never did anything. All I've done is sometimes raise my voice when he refuses to talk to me and refuses to re-look at figures, right? That's why, listen, I've gone out of my way today. I've got you all here.
Mm.
I've paid for the hotel room. I'm trying to be as polite and as gentle as what I possibly can. This is the very, very last time I'm going to discuss this paperwork with anybody.
When I leave here today,
we're either going to accept that Lee owes me some money, right? Or we're not.
Well, that's fine.
And that's
fine. You say if Leo should, that's fine. But all, forgive me, and I'm an independent witnesses. All I'm simply saying, if he does that, please prove it.
I can try to prove it here now. Right. So now we've got to
proceed.
We're going to start.
Yeah.
Let's forget this. We need to forget that because this doesn't mean anything to me.
Well,
right. The bank statements prove it. Please, if we can go through these.
But the thing is that there are transactions which are not on the bank statements because it was cash. Yeah. So that.
What transaction? Everything was.
Well.
Hang on, Lauren, sorry. Are you saying that there was cash that went into the account and cash that came out of
the
account?
The problem is there was cash that was paid, as Lee's pointed out. There was cash that was paid. In excess of what was in the bank account, it sort of was an advance at points, isn't that right?
What?
Not
never.
Lee?
Never ever.
Lee, you really do need to speak up, I'm sorry.
What? Let me tell you, one of the points that Lee...
We can save a lot of time, many hours. These figures agree to Steve's figures.
Right.
And
okay.
they all add up. I've been through them by
right.
calculator.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So all my
six times.
Yeah. So everything's correct.
The way Steve
is accorded with
the method that Steve is using, he's having another column, like a sixth column over here, and he's calling it balanced. I didn't do that,
okay.
But Steve is doing that.
So what you're saying is because it says balance, that will substantiate in accord with this. More so. All right, you've drafted this up.
They are the figures.
Right, okay, yeah.
And they agree to see.
There was no problem. What is this cash given to Steve in error?
What is that?
Tell me what that means. Lost the 50% responsible. What is that? Cash given to Steve, error.
Yeah. When Lawrence was sitting with us, I had a total for those 2 years.
When you say a total, you want to go cash?
Of cash.
How much? Sterling.
That I gave to Steve.
Yeah. And what are you saying? You made an error?
That I made an error.
Made an error where? You agreed every bit of it. Lee, let me try and explain something.
I added it all up and I recorded all the cash that I took out, but it was 5,400 less than what I did because Steve had a figure of the cash that he got from me.
Let me explain something to you. You jumped on the bandwagon last time with a figure that I pointed out to Lawrence right at the very end.
Yeah.
Right, and you said, I haven't seen that figure before. And you wrote that down, and there it is. And the reason I did this was that was the total of what went in, and that was the total of what came out. But you transferred that amount of money into your bank account because that was part of one of your payments, and that was what was left in the bank account at Christmas. So when you had the whole lot up, the two figures come to exactly the same. And when I pointed that out, you said, I've never seen that figure before.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
So that was the two figures. That makes the two figures, what went in and what you gave me and what you got paid, exactly the same amount.
Mm.
Well, is that Liz? Sorry, is that correct?
It's incorrect.
What's incorrect? You say it's incorrect.
So
please, sensibly and calmly explain. Now, what are we to do? Okay, that was what was left. That was what was left after every time.
That's incorrect.
The balance was zero because you took all the money out of the bank. You paid it into your banks. When you have it
in cash.
Yes, because let me tell you. You may have to do it out in cash. Let me tell you. The money that you pay. You need to realise this. You need to realise this, right? You transferred from this account into your own accounts, several accounts, half a dozen accounts, over £450,000, right? In the last 9 months.
Is that yes or no?
You transferred it into your accounts, the banks didn't say it.
I don't know the exact figure, it was a large amount.
Are we talking
in excess of almost £500,000?
It's not far short of it.
It wouldn't be as much as
It's not far short of it.
Well, okay, it wouldn't be as much.
We're not going to get anywhere because what he's trying to say, will thrash yourself. He's lost £9,000, so he wants us to pay 450, four and a half. Nothing to do with us, right? A cash guarantee. If you had a cash guarantee with us, if you guaranteed the cash, why haven't you paid me? Because if I want my insurance to have something guaranteed, it's so that I get paid. You refuse to pay it. You're trying to charge me £14,000 for nothing. For something you gave me your word for, and you've broken your word.
No, you haven't.
Trying to steal my money.
Okay, sorry, Steve. Okay, Lee. Steve has posed his point across. You, Shukensen,
You disagree. Now, explain in the ethos of it why and how you, and please, he's posed his point forward, put his case forward. Now, explain why you believe that's not the case. And just explain it.
Okay. I spoke to an insurance broker and regarding what's called a premium on cash. In other words, if I guarantee to deliver cash
Lee,
to
did
someone,
you tell the insurance company that this was a VAT fraud?
Can
did
I
you
just
tell
finish
them
this?
No, did you tell them that? Because you can't, they're not going to take an insurance premium for you if something is illegal.
Okay,
I'll
tell you what, okay.
Well,
let me explain something
to you.
No.
When we first started doing this, he's shaking his head.
You don't understand.
You don't understand. Listen, you don't realise the trouble you are in at this present moment. Because I promise you now, I promise you, right, you're trying to steal my money, but you aren't going. Listen, let me tell you, you are not going to do it, because I'm going to explain to you why you're not going to do it, right? Now, this really today has been a waste of time, because we already know that you agree with my figures, but what you've done is you've put loads of silliness on a bit of paper, and you want to charge me £14,000 for an insurance that's never been fucking honoured or paid for. You want to charge me £4,500 for £9,000 that you went and lost, and you don't know what you did with it, right? Lee, it's all actually, you want to charge me £10,000 because you reckon you're under duty. It's nothing to do with the monies that's come out of the bank.
Sorry. It's okay, so hang on. Just hold your water. Gentlemen, hold your water. So,
I'm saying this money. He called you
that.
Any grief.
Steve,
really don't, because you've been an honourable person.
He owes you.
Right? But he isn't.
Are you saying,
yeah?
That the reason
he
why
doesn't owe
him,
as you can see, Felix.
Because of.
Yeah? Right.
Well,
he hasn't stopped lying. He's even put on this, on a bit of paper that he sent round to people, right? That he had 6 hours going. You made a thing up. 6 hours worth of consultation. Never. Listen, look.
Both of you jumped me.
Jumped ya? We haven't touched ya.
On the Thursday.
Did ya? Well, let me tell you something now. I'm going to call this meeting, right? This needs to end, because we're not going to get anywhere with you. This isn't about the money that's left over from this company that he doesn't want to give me, right? All he's done is making excuses up here of why he wants to keep what's left in.
No, it's a dispute.
No, let me tell you
it's
what's
a dispute.
The, right, let me
I'm
tell
happy
you
to pay you. If you prove that I owe money to you, I'll pay you.
Right.
No problem.
I'm going to give you this now.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. This is the last three bank statements.
Okay.
And it says on here, Lee, this is a copy of the last three bank statements.
Yeah.
I have another copy that I've got in my pocket here.
Okay.
Yeah? Now listen, I've got a copy of this, right? Right.
Okay.
I should carry this copy with me at all times. Should anyone wish to see how much money you transferred into your own bank account, right, before you liquidated the company. So now, right, so I'm going to give this to you. So now, this proves, right, if anyone calls the police to me,
That's enough.
Listen, if you can't call the police on him, he will go to prison for the rest of his life. Now, you're better off shutting that door, and I won't do no more. I promise you, shut that door. And shut that door, because you don't want to be involved in this. You shut that door. I will not, and I swear my word now, I will never touch him again if he pays me my money. Right? If he doesn't, then this is going to happen every week until he does. It's a simple
thing. Serious amount of money that he's trying to fuck up.
Yeah?
Right.
He's trying to steal my money. I've tried to be as polite as I can, and he's not having it. Yeah? Simple as that. Now, I do apologise,
But listen, you need to talk to him as well, because if the police get called here for anything, I've got that in my pocket, and that account, they would investigate that account,
yeah?
And you'll be in as much trouble as him. But he's been doing this for years and years and years, and don't realise they will take every shilling he's got off of him, and they will put him in the prison probably for the rest of his fucking life. Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. I apologise if that's broken.
No, you're broken.
Right. Now, this is, well, this is, that is what happens,
yeah.
Right?
This ain't going away, though.
Take me for a cunt anymore.
All your silly bits of paper.
All your silly bits of paper.
Don't watch you. The evidence is there. The evidence is there. The only stroke that's been pulled here is with you, though.
Now, I was trying to be as polite and as whatever, but there's nothing you can get through to this man. Nothing. Right? Except what I've just had to do. I don't want to do that. I regret that as much as I... Me and him's the same age. But I haven't even took a living with an old man. Now, I do apologise for everybody for that, but he's pushed me too far.
The figures disagree, my figures disagree with Steve's.
They don't.
Work on
the figures on the bank, listen.
It's all down to their page.
It's the
so
figures.
We've got them.
Listen, look at my face.
Yeah.
Look at my face, man.
Yeah.
I'm not bothered about any more figures. I'm not going to go through any more figures with you, right? I am coming, right, round your house at any time. You won't know when I'm coming, and you won't know what's going on, right?
Okay.
What you just said there is a fraction of what's going to fucking happen to you.
Okay.
Now, you either pay me my money, right, or you can call the police. If you want to call the police, all the evidence is in my back pocket for you to be investigated for everything you've ever done, right? And you will go to prison for a fucking long time.
And that's going to put you as well.
And that's going to listen, that ain't only going to affect you. I don't want to do this, I'm really going. I don't want to get you in no trouble, even your wife, because she went there once or twice. Right? You don't need that. He needs to explain that he needs to pay this money.
Well, it's unfortunate that it's unfortunate because there's a river of dirty money running for it all. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But let me explain something to you. I've never opened a bank account. I've never been to a bank. I've never taken any money out of your bank. I've never had a company. I've never done anything. All the customers in there, been and seen them. They all, what they pay for, they've all had their work done. Everybody's happy. The only person here can be in any trouble is him, and he can bring it on to Lawrence, which I will greatly regret. Right, because I don't want to. I'm not here to cause anybody any trouble. All I want is what's right for me, my man.
Steve, sit down.
And he needs. Needs to pay me.
Right. Okay. Right. So, because to be honest and frank with you, this is not.
You don't need to be here.
Right? No, I appreciate.
I tried when I told you the other week, right, that this was this really, right, is a scam.
Yeah.
Right. And he's trying. He's trying to treat it like it's a proper business and blah blah whatever, but he's not dealing with proper business people. He's dealing with scam people, me. He's dealing with somebody.
Well,
let me tell you, please, Shane, I don't want to be rude to you, and I didn't want to. I've been holding myself back for 2 months now, right? I should have done this at the start. But I've tried and tried and tried. The man's an absolute actor. I haven't heard him now, right? But I can promise you that the next time I come, if he hasn't got... if he wants to give me a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, I'll accept it. I can understand he can't go to the bank and put it all out. If he wants to give me £5,000 a week, I will accept it, right? But the next time I come, if he doesn't pay me some money, and agree that he's going to give me all my money, right? What he's at now is nothing to what he's going to get, and I will be doing it in front of people so that they call the police. So that they can call them, because the only place he's going to wind up is in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So someone needs to explain it to him.
Well, you know, here.
Does anyone want a drop of water?
Here. No, I've got some.
Oh.
Here.
Yeah. anyone's listening, we're not even looking at the figures, could see all of a sudden £10,000 for duress and
£10,000 for duress because I've asked for my money. I haven't, until today, I haven't touched him. How's that duress? The duress is...
Okay, here's a question. Okay, yeah, I understand about the $10,000.
Yeah.
Are any of these other amounts here? So we know about this. This is all in the agreement.
Yeah.
It's this part of the issue going on.
Let me
so what here can is there anything here of these figures? Not never mind the 10,000. Say anything else. Do you know what that is? Would be 606 meets after bus stop. Does that make any sense? 16,519.
After no 6,56 is 6 meets. After business stops, on the 16th for the 5th.
Right.
Well, he's trying to charge, listen, he's trying to charge me, look, the balance due, right, but listen, it's all, look, it's all absolute bollocks, yeah? £10,000 for duress, I haven't duressed him, I'm entitled to chase my money, yeah?
Right.
He wants to, let me explain something, Lawrence. When we started this venture,
right.
I've never met you,
yeah.
From Adam.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, some friends of mine are putting large amounts into a bank account,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know who you are. You're the one going to go and take it out of the bank.
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right now. So I said to Lee, listen, this was Lee's idea. This wasn't my idea. Lee, because I did this a long time ago, Lee said, I can do this. I can get someone to be the thing, and I'll do it and run it through me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I will only do it, Lee, if you're going to guarantee the funds. Because I don't know who you are.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was what was said, right? So now, because I said that at the time, he wants to charge me £14,300. Because I've asked for a guarantee on your...
That's obviously not what he said about here. This here.
What?
This here. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not go down that.
Let's take away, right, the 50% of the $9,000 that he lost, because he lost it, I never had it, right? So it's $4,500. Take the insurance money away, because I don't know any insurance money.
Well,
really
say he lost it. Lee,
let me tell you. Ask him to tell you the truth now. Every time he gave me money, apart from if I met him outside the bank, right, he would count it out to me, and he insisted on counting it out. There's $2,500, there's $2,500, that's $5,000, there's $2,500. Every shilling got counted out to me. He never gave me anything without counting. So he cannot possibly say he gave me any more money than what he gave me.
No.
We agreed it, right? Now, he said to me one day, I've lost £9,000. So I said, well, where? He said, well, I'll put it in here somewhere, but I can't find it. Yeah? So I'm not responsible for that £9,000. I haven't had it. He's had it. So now he wants to pay me, to charge me half of it.
So he lost $9,000.
Yeah.
In his flat.
Yes.
He was in his flat.
No. No, I wasn't in his flat. This is when I went. This is months afterwards. He went. I've now tumbled. I've mislaid £9,000. Right. Now, when you add all this up, yeah, that all adds up to $40,000. You know? All he's trying to do is not pay me my money. Now you're not a silly person. You can see what's happening here.
Listen,
you need to get back up onto this chair, yeah, you?
Okay.
Or do you want me to help you out?
No.
Right.
Can we go through the figures?
No, we can't go through. I've gone through the figures in
order.
There isn't any more errors there. You're talking bollocks.
No more there.
Listen. Look at me.
Yes.
Look at my face.
Yes.
No more figures.
Right.
You owe me £40,400, right? Are you going to give it to me, or are you not? Are you going to give it
I'm
to me?
I'm happy to pay you, Steve.
Right, good. Right, done. Finished. No more. You're happy to pay me, right? When are you going to pay me?
Right, stop it. Come on.
Please.
Control yourself.
Right.
He said he'd pay.
When are you going to pay me?
Can we?
No, we can't. I've got a box of figures. You won't listen to my figures, and I'm not listening to yours.
Okay, I'll listen to
you. No, it's too late. It's too late. Lee, let me tell you.
I've said what I'm said today.
But why are my figures wrong?
Because you can't fucking head up. You're an accountant and you can't head up. That's why your figures are wrong.
Look, I don't think...
I don't listen, we need, right now, let me tell you now, right, we need to finish this meeting now, and everybody go, because I'm going to explode in a minute,
but you can't
he will not,
come on,
listen, I'm asking you now, nicely, yeah, you really don't want to be involved in this, is going to be, if this turns out to a police matter, right, I'll take my chances, because I haven't done anything wrong. That man there will go to prison, right, for a fucking long time. There's £1.5 million worth of money laundering here, right? Which, at the very worst way, right, is 14 years in prison, and they will take every dollar that you've got. There's already 6 bank accounts in them. Of his own accounts that he's put the money into. So someone needs to explain to him that he's in a great deal of trouble.
How much tax was paid on that account?
I'm not sure.
Right. I could tell you something. Right. There was over £200,000 of the VAT here. Right. Do you know how much he paid? Did he pay you? £500
We've established that.
So listen, I really...
This company is his company.
Is his company.
And his company.
Right? It's nothing to do with us, right? But we got to the end of it, right? And he now is trying to... Because he nearly upset me by his actions, I said to him, you would never do any more work for me. And as soon as I said that, it was the worst thing I did, because he's then came on to the last £40,000 and said, you ain't having that, because I'm going to keep that, right? Because he knows there's no more money coming from me.
Well, Lee, with what Steve has just said, is that, now please, you mustn't lose your temper, please, you must keep calm. Is that correct or incorrect with what Steve just said? Because you must, I'm not being disrespectful, you must...
Sorry, I'm the Lee. You must out there.
Right, think about this. Think about this. You're thinking?
Yes.
You're looking at me?
Yes.
The next time you see me,
yes.
If you haven't got some of my money, you will be passed out. Just think about it.
We've established that, haven't we?
That's not the way.
Long enough.
Lee, you've established that you're going to pay stage, yeah?
That's not the way to conduct business.
No, he isn't, but he won't.
This is as far as he's got. Everything just on paper is meant to be right.
I tried for over 2 months, right? He won't answer the phone to me. Then, on the phone that I have got, let me just explain to you. See this here. If the tax man was to get over that, him sending me texts everywhere, is there any more money going in? Is there any more money? Can you get some more money to go in? It's all come from his phone, right? He's called all his own.
So what you're saying is he sent a lot of evidence to incriminate himself.
Absolutely. Right? And I've got... there's loads of it on here.
And that's without him going fishing.
That's without
him. And about all the other companies.
Listen, he's had dozens of these companies.
All right, well, okay. Well, look, right.
You're not being sharp here, Lee. I'm telling you.
Right.
You pretend you're stupid. We know you're not stupid.
Yeah.
I've known you a very long time, Lee.
The other week... the other week when we had that last meeting, and he walked out like he was an old man. And that, 2 days before, I caught him. He just had an hour's ride, bike on his bike, with shorts and cut off, sweating like he was very low. Right? The man is an actor. I've suffered. Poor Lawrence, he's been driving that. I apologise if I've driven you mad, Lawrence. I really do, right? I don't mean to mean you, and I know you're busy at work and whatever, but if something happens here, right, you won't be at work, you'll be with him. You don't want to be doing that. I'm telling you, right?
Well, the best thing to do, sit down. The best thing to do is this, is let's now walk out of this room amicably, sensibly, all intact, because to be honest with you, I'll be afraid that, look, however we try and enforce or endorse what we're up to and trying to do, I promise you, violence never achieves nothing. Never did, never will do.
It will do this time. Unless you're going to live with him, and he's going to need some money to live with him, he's never going to know when I'm going to be on his door. He's never going to know wherever he goes, right?
Well,
and if he doesn't pay, as soon as he's paid me my money, He will never see me or hear from me again. But until I've got it all, I'm going to drive him fucking mad. Right? He's, and I mean it, and that was a nothing there. Right? I will get violent. I will get violent, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I'll really, it won't make no difference if someone calls the police to me, I'll suffer assaulting him. Right? But he will wind up in prison for the rest of his life. Someone needs to make sure that he realises that.
Okay, well, so essentially what you're doing is none of this is actually linked to you.
No, nothing. Not anything.
Right.
Because his word against mine.
Right, okay.
Yeah? Unless that doesn't mean anything, because every time he's gone to court, the judge has called him a liar. He's lost everything he's ever tried to fight. So I suggest everyone pick their paperwork up, yeah, and we make our way out of here. Lawrence, I do once again apologise, but I really feel that you should have a nice talk with him, yeah, and do whatever you can to persuade
well,
him.
Well, let me say this,
and you need to. Sorry, Lawrence,
Lee. Obviously, there's only one thing we can essentially go on. And unfortunately, unfortunately, it's the same, he sneezes, I catch a cold. And the point is, what's happened here is obviously things have gone awry, there has been some laundering, anyway, boom. However, and this should now not escalate, should not appear.
If he pays me my money,
I know
I can understand that he doesn't want to take it all out of the bank at once or whatever, right? He can give me $5,000 a week.
Well, if I don't think, right, okay, we're coming to that.
The man's got millions. You think he's got millions and millions. I've personally given him £800,000 in the last 8 years. Personally, in his own money. Right? And I'm one person out of dozens. Right? So let me explain something to you. Making out he hasn't got any money, right? He's just treating you as an idiot and a fool. Right? So he really now needs, right, to pay me. All like this, and he can give me $5,000 a week, whatever, yeah, until it's paid, and then he can even give it to someone else and I'll pick it up, or I'll go around there, he can put it through the letterbox so he don't have to see me. But he needs to start paying me. If not, I've already had to flop on him twice when he hasn't really run out to the phone or whatever, right? And no matter where he goes, if he runs away, I'll find him. I promise you. So he needs to build it. Right, Gabriel,
running off to Cumbrian places is no good to you, Lee. Yeah? Feigning illness ain't going to get this sorted. You're not stupid, Lee. You know it's hard. All the exes that you've got up on you, the direction shit.
It's all bollocks.
Absolute
bollocks. You may as well burn all that paperwork, because I'm going to burn mine now. Yeah? Because every one of them bank statements is what you've already got. You know what you gave me, and you know what I've had, and you know what you owe. So, I'm leaving it like that. I wonder if the fellow from the church will come and visit you when you're in prison and you keep sending me now. So when can I come and get my first lot of money, Lee? Lee, are you listening to me?
Sorry, I'm just moving. So
when can I come and get my first lot of money? When can I come? No, I need a date.
We'll deal with it.
I need a date now. Otherwise, I'll be round your house for it. So if you want to keep me away from you, I need to know when I'm going to get the first lot.
I can give some money to Lawrence.
When?
That you can pick up in 3 weeks.
No, not in 3 weeks. 1 week. 1 week. Do you understand that? Are we on the same page?
Mm.
Next week, yeah? I can pick some money up off of Lawrence.
Yeah.
Now, you agree to that, yeah? Do you agree to that in front of these people?
Yeah.
Right, and I will stay away from you completely, yeah?
Yeah.
How much are you going to give to Lawrence?
Are the
the bank is still frozen.
I'm not bothered about you. You did that yourself. You transferred this. This is kind of shame here. Like, when you was dealing with it, was there any problems? You went to the bank, so. Because Lee was too lazy to go to the bank, for example, he decided to transfer the money into his own accounts so he could go one day and take some out of the bank account, some out of his bank account, some, to make it easy for himself. But because he took so much money out of his own bank accounts, they frozen his money. Now, it's got nothing to do with me, because I didn't ask him to do that. He did it because it suited what he wanted. So what's frozen in the bank has nothing to do with me. Nothing. So I now want to know, Lee, how much are you going to give him for me next week?
I can try and get £2,000.
Lee,
next week.
Lee, listen to me.
Yes.
Lee,
yes.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Get at least five.
Okay.
You get at least five next week, or otherwise, right? I'll come and live on your doorstep.
Okay.
And the first time I see you, I'll be kicking you up and down the street.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I will be begging for somebody to call the police to me.
Yes.
Because it means you going away forever.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I make a quick point? I'm on holiday next week. The week after, I'm back. Yeah, that's all. It's all being managed. I'm actually be in London.
Right. Do you want to see him out, Sean? Yeah. Is that his coat?
No, it's
not. Right.
No.
Shamelessly. I really didn't want to do that.
Well, sorry, I didn't want you doing it, but that's sad. I'm sorry.
Can you say another way for me doing it? Because he's not listening to anybody.
You certainly put manners on me.
Right.
I'm just saying, when he gives me money, I will be back. No, I'm leaving Friday. So Friday through Friday, I get back Friday night next week.
Yeah.
So I'll be around the that Friday weekend. So, because I can't, I'm not.
This is the last thing I would do. I've always been polite to you.
You've been polite. I've always been.
I understand that. And I've been polite back to him to try. And how many times. What you've been trying to do, he just won't talk to me or do anything, right? The last thing I wanted to do tonight was that, right? But it's the only thing that I can think to make him realise that he can't fuck with me.
Right.
Yeah? So you really need to. Because if the police get called here, Lawrence, I've got that in my pocket, right? They'll nick him, and then they'll come to you. Listen, if they come and arrest me, there's never no evidence on me, anything.
No.
So, and I've got a good solicitor, so I'm not bothered about it. Yeah, if I get nicked for assault with him, I'll do. But, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to come around his house anymore. I just want my money.
Right.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
Do you think we'd have all this out if it wasn't us?
I'm afraid because it doesn't in any way connect in to it. Does it not in any way connect into it? Because you're not linked to it in any way?
Well, he's got bank accounts with that are in his name that are frozen. Well, because everything was done by cash, this is the problem. You see, there's no checks.
It's traceable, is it?
Not traceable. How we go? Is it first floor or the ground floor? Zero.
First floor reception. Oh, ground floor, sorry. That could tip Lee over the edge. He's not a good character.
No, he isn't. Very well. There's over 40 grand in those traffic lights. If they were released, so you could have taken them out that way. If he blows it, how long that's going to be?
Has Lee got that?
I don't know. See, this is the thing. I know nothing. Lee, to me, is... I see all this money cash coming in.
one?
Yeah, please.
What should happen?
I'm going to stop this. This was recording, by the way.